This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I am the same way, Alex. And that's why the best person to answer this question is Positive Tommy. Because we share the Mets together. And I'll never forget our experience at Game 4 against the Phillies. I had a miserable time. And Tommy was over there like, yeah, we're good. And I agree. I'm not a Knicks fan, but being in the building helps me kind of understand what you're going through.
Yep.
I would have been miserable last night, and I'm sure you were sitting there eating your popcorn, Tommy, all relaxed.
Not only was I relaxed, and as you know, Positive Tommy doesn't sweat. He doesn't have even pores to sweat. After the game in our little group chat, Sean's in it, two of our friends that are Knicks fans were like, oh, they're going to lose Saturday night. I'm like, no, they're not. They're winning this in seven. And one of my buddies, just like Alex, he goes, how long have you been a Knicks fan? Aren't you waiting for the other shoe to drop? And I literally responded with, same thing with the Mets, and this is why Positive Tommy exists. Nothing about the past has any impact on the future. Nothing. The Patriots stunk for years. They got Tom Brady. They had a dynasty. The Warriors were bad for years. They had a dynasty. On and on and on and on. It doesn't matter what the Knicks did in the 90s or 10 years ago or what the Mets did 20 years ago. You look at this team and this team only, and that's how you base your enthusiasm, optimism. And what did I say yesterday? Imagine being a season ticket holder and you sold your tickets last night. Imagine that.
Yeah.
And you missed that game, and you're now, what, going to go back on Monday? I mean, come on.
You missed the first chapter in the epic comeback, right, potentially.
Right.
It is tough, though. I agree with Alex on this. It's very tough to enjoy sporting events in the postseason. I'll be the first to tell you. I love sports. Mm-hmm. I love watching it. But when my team is involved, it's a miserable experience. So that's why, like, I totally understand Alex's call. He had a terrible time watching the Knicks game last night. I would have felt the same way. I totally get it. Saturday is going to be the same thing. I'd be hiding under my desk watching Game 6 if I'm a Knicks fan.
But after the game, you can't enjoy it.
No, after the game, I'd be thrilled.
I don't know if you guys have seen La La Land, but the opening scene, it's another day of sun. We get another day in the sun. It's a hell of a lot worse than me sitting here today at the podium going, Lugie, do you want this guy? Do you want this guy? Do you really want to trade Cat? Why doesn't Mikel fight through screens? We have another day at the pool here. It's another day in Aruba. Our flight got canceled. Enjoy it.
It's a good way to look at it. I agree with you. It doesn't change the fact that during the course of the game, I'd be miserable, just like Alex was. But you're right. Today should just be a happy day. Like, you don't have to answer those questions, because that's what it's going to be. As soon as the season's over, it's, do you fire the coach? Mm-hmm. Do you trade for this guy? Do you do that? And you don't have to worry about that. And if you win Saturday, think about this for a second. If you win on Saturday, you're playing June back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Basketball. How about that? June basketball.
When was the last time that happened?
I mean, Micah, probably 1999 if I had to guess. Let's go to Dante in East Brunswick. Hey, Dante.
Hey, guys. How we doing? Ev, you said it earlier. It started with Jalen Brunson. And this guy, you know, for 3 years in the playoffs, he just shows up game in, game out. You know, and I know the other night he was taking a little bit of slack from the media. You would think, you know, he had some horrible game. And he had 31 points and 5 assists. And Halliburton gets all this hype, and then he goes out there and he'll stink it up now and then. I just think that what Jalen Brunson has done, since not just this series and this play, but just since he's got here in the playoffs, when you look like some of the records he has already in his 3 year span, is just incredible. And I don't know if I was trying to think if there's ever been a free agent that in any sport that's so far exceeded what everyone thought when he first came, you know, when he was first signed.
Right.
But what he's actually become. The guy truly is. Like, I feel lucky as a Knicks fan to have this guy on my team.
It's a great point. Like, we talk about greatest free agents in New York sports history, but most free agents come with a lot of hype.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure on them. Jalen Brunson came here, and I mocked Tommy for it, but it's pretty accurate. Nice player, not a great player. That's what he was. He was a nice player, not a great player, and he's become a great player. Now, there's going to be a lot of Jalen Tyrese Halliburton comparisons. They shouldn't be made to begin with because they're uniquely different. They're very, very different players. And so to compare Tyrese Halliburton's horrific box score to Jalen's wouldn't be fair because Jalen Brunson would never have a game in which he took seven shots. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
In fact, the fewest amount of shots he's ever taken in a Knicks playoff game was 14.
Right.
And that was in game six against the Celtics when he didn't even have to play the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to not shoot. And that's because we've talked about multiple times, the Pacers have two or three guys that can take over a game and do some damage for you. Whereas with the Knicks, they rely a lot on Jalen Brunson. It's not solely on Jalen Brunson, but when it comes to critical moments, it's going to be Jalen Brunson's with the ball in his hand, and he's going to be directed to take those shots. The Pacers aren't the same. They're constructed just differently.
But I do think the fair rip on Tyrese Halliburton is you can't be a superstar in this league if you're going to have games like that.
Right, and take
that can't
and take eight shots.
But not only take eight shots, be just not impactful on the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, great point guards can impact the game on only taking eight shots.
That's a good point.
I've seen John Stockton do it. I've seen Jason Kidd do it. Tyrese Halliburton ain't that. So I think the comparison to Jalen Brunson is unfair because they're very different. And also, Jalen Brunson's better. They're different players, but Jalen Brunson is better. And last night, and he has taken some heat throughout this postseason at times, last night he was the tone setter. He really did. He set the tone for everything last night. He gets a lot of credit for the fourth quarter stuff. Last night's first quarter was the fourth quarter.
And
in a lot of ways.
And third. Right. 15 points in the third, right?
Yes. Put the game away.
Right.
Because the Pacers had a decent chance to get back into this thing.
Who are, by the way, the best free agents in New York history?
In New York sport, without expectations?
Yeah.
Because a lot of them, like Reggie Jackson, came with pretty huge expectations.
CeCe came with high expectations.
CeCe came with huge expectations. Carlos Beltran came with huge expectations. I don't know. It's a great question.
Kerry Collins?
That's a great one. Because he had no expectations.
I don't know. He was like coming out of jail. Remember the last time people had seen him? And then we traded, or not traded for him, but we signed him.
Tiki, way to make something about the Giants, you know?
I'm just trying to think, like, honestly.
Curtis Martin, but he came with good expectations. But he was only in the league for a couple of years.
Right, LaDainian Tomlinson at the end of his career. But he's a Hall of Famer, so you can't really put him in there.
Luke Weaver?
Was he like, was he? I don't even know how they got him.
I'm pretty sure it was probably a trade, but he had no expectations.
I got a good one with no expectations.
Go ahead.
R.A. Dickey.
Without a doubt.
Good one.
The guy won the Cy Young. I mean, you got to give him that.
Right. Yeah, you got a knuckleball pitcher? What?
Anthony Mason was signed as a free agent.
Yeah.
So I think if you're sticking with the Knicks, May certainly has to be up there. But, Victor Cruz was a non-drafted free agent.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
Wayne Crabell was a non-drafted free agent.
That's non-drafted
free agent.
Coming from someplace else. With low because Plexico had high expectations when he came here.
Well, most free agents do. Like, when you sign a big free agent, they're a big free agent for a reason. Jalen Brunson wasn't a nothing like an R.A. Dickey. No offense to R.A. Dickey. Mm-mm. He came here as a valuable piece. I mean, they were giving him over $20 million a year, but he came here as, hey, that's a serviceable player. That's a good player. That's a good value player. And maybe in a bigger role with Tom Thibodeau, he'll expand. But I think becoming this kind of impactful player, that surprises everybody.
I agree.
Tiki, I think you gave me a good Cinco, by the way, for next week.
I'm telling you.
Work on that.
When you start thinking about it, it's like, who are the other ones without high expectation? Kerry Collins jumped to mind because people thought he was done.
Right.
They thought his career was over.
Allen Houston was signed as a free agent from Detroit, came over with some pretty good expectations. Wayne Gretzky was a free agent, but I think he had some pretty high expectations.
You can't have been walking in or skating, in this case, into the Hall of Fame, even if you're old and coming.
I think no matter how you cut it, when the story of Jalen Brunson's Knicks career is over, whether it's expectations or no expectations, he is going to go down as one of the greatest free agent signings in the history of New York sports. However you cut it, however you want to slice it or dice it, the impact he's had and the impact he continues to have, because the story is obviously not over yet. Let's go to Andrew in Queens. Hey, Andrew.
Fellas, how you doing?
What's up?
The sun is out. It's Friday, and the Knicks are alive, baby. So we are doing quite well.
Right.
quickly before my Nick point, Tiki, are we going to see you at Jones Beach in a couple weeks with Dave Matthews?
Well, the problem is it's Jones Beach is such a hike for me.
It is
a hike. And he's coming to PNC on Tuesday. So I'm more likely to be at PNC than I'm Jones Beach.
Fair enough. I know you're not going to miss a show. Quickly, with the Knicks, look, Ev, I couldn't agree with you more. They should not have left them off the mat last night. And I told my friends, I said, listen, if they go to Indiana and they win that game, they are going to win this series. And so now, with that said, if they go back to the Garden and they win this series, is being down 3-1 and winning, does that constitute as a choke job? And the second part, if it is a choke job, who's throwing up the choke signal just like Tyrese did?
Oh,
couple things.
I mean, the whole crowd will.
The crowd will take care of it.
What player would?
I think that, first of all, it doesn't matter.
I think it's easy to know who would do it.
Jalen Brunson?
No.
They were in a WWE ring together a year ago.
It wouldn't be Jalen Brunson. You know who
Josh
it would
Hart.
Be. It'd be Josh
It'd
Hart.
Be Josh Hart.
And 100% would be Josh Hart.
And I do believe that someone would need to do it. Like, that would be the ultimate troll back, especially blowing a 3-1 series lead.
And it's an actuality.
Yeah, right.
Like, you should. It's 90, whatever it is, the percentages of, what is it, 13 out of however many it's been, have come back from 3-1. You would be the 14th? That is a choke job.
The thing about chokes, though, is it's more what we do when our teams lose more than accusing it of another team.
Yeah.
Because we care about our teams winning. So when we win, it's an amazing comeback. It's fantastic. So I don't even think the choke argument is about us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.